Welcome, everybody. It's going to be a busy Talking Puck podcast today, and I'm flying this one solo. Mike Haynes and I actually did earlier in the week record some coaching stuff. However, we did that on Tuesday, and by yesterday it was already outdated. I was trying to edit it in a way that maybe I could release it yesterday. Not happening. And then, of course, today we have several bombs that have dropped in the coaching realm for the National Hockey League. So instead, we're going to jump right into a podcast. I'll take you through what's going on right now. And of course, we will talk more about it on Sunday night when Mike rejoins me for Talking Puck TV on Twitch, on YouTube, on Facebook Live. You know the drill, 9 p.m. Eastern time. We're there every Sunday night. And boy, there's a lot to get to. So let's jump right in. Okay, so as we kick it off here, let's jump right in. I do want to mention just a nugget off the top. Patrice Bergeron apparently is going to come back and is talking with the Bruins about what that's going to look like. So I just want to throw that out there. Yet another piece of news that's come out today on a very, very busy day in the NHL. Leading off with the decision we've all been waiting for out of Barry Trotz apparently is no decision. To quote Rush, if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. And that is what Barry Trotz is doing. He is not going to accept the Jets job. He's not going to accept any job. Not right now. So that is huge out of Barry Trotz because isn't it interesting? We know he turned down Philadelphia. I was very surprised he didn't end up in Florida. But now perhaps there's a little bit more to it than we all understood in the beginning. I don't know if Trotz, who has been talked about for a potential front office role with the Predators, maybe is angling more towards that. Is he looking for, you know, something a little bit perhaps more secure than coaching, I guess. And that's something to be looked at as well. He's still probably, I mean, the relationship in Nashville for Trotz goes back so far, and I think he and David Poile have tremendous mutual respect for one another. So Nashville was listed there, and you know, with Trotz buying a house, which, as I've said previously, doesn't happen overnight. It's not like he said, hey, let's go buy a house in Nashville and then threw money at it. Like that, it takes time to buy a house. And that's a decision you don't make lightly. But he turns down Winnipeg, which was a fit for a lot of reasons, including proximity to home, where he grew up. Florida made sense from a roster standpoint, looking like they were a team that was maybe a coach away from getting over the hump. They end up with Paul Maurice. And a lot of these jobs have now closed. So Dallas, Vegas, Florida we see, Chicago now we're hearing, which I want to talk about here in a minute. As we mentioned, we know he turned down Philly. And you know, this to me just seems that there's a little bit more than meets the eye here. So Barry Trotz not going to coach, at least that's his decision right now. Who knows? We get to September, that could all change, but I don't think anybody's going shopping at that point. And again, he's got a year left on his deal with the Islanders. He could just sit there and get paid and look for the right opportunity. Someone will make a midseason coaching change too. It always happens. A couple of weeks in or a month or two in, there's been an opening or two. We'll see what it is. And maybe, you know, does Barry Trotz want to be behind the bench full time? Maybe it's something he's wrestling with. And until he speaks to us, and he probably won't, we're not going to know exactly what happens. So Luke Richardson, I did want to mention, is going to be the Chicago Blackhawks' next coach. So Richardson, tremendous NHL resume as a player. But also, I don't know if you remember this or not, but Richardson has coached in different places before, including head coaching responsibilities with the Montreal Canadiens when Dominique Ducharme was out with COVID. And, he jumped in difficult circumstances, but he has the experience of having done that at the NHL level. So I think that helps. He's also been an assistant with Ottawa, with the Islanders, was a head coach of the Binghamton Senators in the American League. So I think that, even though it was only a four-game stint filling in for Ducharme, he's done it. And then also, you know, was there with the Canadiens through that run all the way to the Cup Final, getting them past the Vegas Golden Knights, and was even in charge for the first two games of the Stanley Cup Final itself. So, you know, that's a pretty good stretch. four regular season games, the playoff run, I think that's pretty good trial by fire. So Richardson going to Chicago, who now definitely are in a rebuild mode. And boy, they're not rebuilding just on the ice, but off the ice as well. There's an awful lot going on with them. So we'll see. Front office news, by the way, Dale Tallon is going to the Vancouver Canucks, and he's going to be added to the front office there. So all this happening ahead of the Stanley Cup going on. Some of the other things that we wanted to mention, Paul Maurice is now going to be the head coach in Florida. Something Mike and I talked about on Tuesday, we didn't know what was going on in Florida at the time. And I had mentioned, I said, funny, I haven't heard Paul Maurice pop up for much of anything lately. And then lo and behold, he ends up on the list to interview with Florida. And then, da-da-da-da, your new head coach of the Florida Panthers turns out to be Paul Maurice. So him going in there, kind of the, I don't want to say next best thing. I don't know if I consider it that. He's a good coach. He's been around a long time now. He's going on almost, wow, are we talking about almost 30 years of coaching? Because remember, he started young. He was just 28 when he got his first NHL head coaching job, and some people thought he was way too young for that. Not the Stanley Cup resume of a Barry Trotz. And, you know, perhaps Florida, much like a lot of other teams, would have liked to have Trotz in there. But now all of a sudden the trend is, Mike and I both have, we wrestle with using the word retread. Let's say veteran NHL experience coaches, guys who've been there, done that. For a while it was new, young voices. But some teams, so Florida makes sense. Florida makes total sense. They're a team that's a coach away. You want a coach who's going to get you over the hump. I get it. Veteran guy makes sense for Florida. Some other organizations, I don't know. I feel like Vegas needs an experienced bench boss to come in and get it going. But Dallas had a chance to not go that direction. Dallas, it sounds to me, doesn't think their window's closed, honestly. So that's going to be an interesting one. Winnipeg now has a ton of questions to figure out. And by the way, a name that came in, and it was funny, again, Mike and I, the podcast that I had to scrap from Tuesday, he mentioned Jim Montgomery as a potential name that we hadn't heard in a while because of the difficulties he went through and having to resign in Dallas and step aside and deal with some things. Well, guess what? Jim Montgomery's name is now surfacing in connection with Winnipeg, and Winnipeg has some work to do if they want to get a coach in by the draft. So hopefully they did have a backup plan. And potentially Barry Trotz might have just not wanted to try to hold the situation hostage much longer. But I think that those teams that were waiting on his decision, which obviously now is just a straight no, man, it gets interesting at this point for the coaches that are still out there, the names that we're going to hear circulating, guys who are going to be popping up. So that's interesting that... you know, we've got an answer out of Barry Trotz, and the answer is no. Other hockey news I did want to mention, a couple different things. I don't want to get into the Stanley Cup. We're going to do that on Sunday night. But I do think it's really interesting. So I told you Bergeron looks like he's coming back with the Bruins. Looks like it's going to be a one-year deal. Chris Kreider underwent wrist surgery. It sounded to me like there was a bone chip floating around in his wrist, so I went to go get that taken care of. That is kind of a big deal for him as well. And Flyers forward Joel Farabee undergoes disc replacement surgery. Now, the interesting thing about this, the Flyers released a statement. Now, this is a 3 to 4 month time frame recovery, just like Jack Eichel, essentially the same thing. The reason it didn't happen until now, because you're thinking, well, the Flyers season ended a while ago. Why didn't they do anything about it? Apparently, the issues just started to surface. The problems, the symptoms, whatever you want to call it. So this is a recent thing. So Farabee is addressing this as quickly as he can. But again, you're looking at a 3-4 month recovery time frame. And they just kind of discovered it. As something that was bothering him and how they were going to attack it. So, all right, try to keep this a little bit shorter. It's not really a Tiny Biscuits, just because there was so much for us to talk about, but I guess we could call it a Tiny Biscuits, me flying solo. Want to get it out there today, too, ahead of Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. Don't forget to join Mike and I on Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Will we be wrapping it up at that point? Will Colorado have hoisted the cup? They have a chance. Cup's in the building tonight. They are back home, where they look very good in this series. Tampa Bay is a desperate, talented, veteran, experienced hockey team. I don't think they fold the tent that easy. I think it's going to be a great game. I'm looking forward to that. But Mike and I will talk about that. We will talk about all this coaching news that's going on, and we may even have a little bit more by then for you. So 9 p.m. Eastern time, you can catch us on YouTube, on Facebook Live, and on Twitch.tv, as well as broadcasting live on Twitter, although we can't see the comments on Twitter. Just a little heads up for that. Speaking of which, follow me on Twitter at @CallahanOnAir, and in my Twitter bio, you'll find the link to our Talking Puck Discord. And as always, if you like the podcast, please subscribe. Thank you so much for being here. We'll talk to you next time.